there's a rule in corporate world, which is be more cool than Microsoft, okay? Like, you're fucking that rule up. Next, you're going to, like, acquire a company and then cry. Oh, no, never mind. That's just sort of a thing they do. But...
It's, like, deforming the candy thing?
So the pressure was making it squirt out the side. And then I opened it, and that pressure wasn't enough to make it squirt the side anymore. So the hole that was made wasn't enough
for, like, water to escape unless
it was pressurized. So it was like, well, solve that problem, I guess. So it's like, everybody.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
And we're here to talk to you today about our Lord and Savior video games.
Yes, because real life sucks.
Well, I mean, there's some cool things about real life.
Yeah, well, last night kind of went to shit on me, so.
What happened last night?
Well, I was supposed to deploy a thing, and the thing didn't deploy right, so I drank my problems away, so I don't really... Yeah.
There's a 10% chance I remember it.
Well, yeah. We did a Connors campaign, but I don't exactly remember how it ended, so...
Well, that was a lot of drinking.
I think I fell asleep, actually.
How late did it go?
Not that late, but I just...
Well, enough of that real life crap.
No more real life crap.
Today we're going to talk about some video games, since E3 just happened and we have interesting things happening betwixt a cross-platform gaming.
This one's coming out in August, by the way.
That's fine. Okay. Well, you can push it forward.
Yeah.
If you want. E3 did just happen, though. So if you haven't heard of it, don't know what E3 is. E3 is Electronic Gaming, is Electronics Expo. What is the third E?
This is why we should do research.
Electronics Entertainment Expo, sorry. This is why we should do what?
This is why we should do more research.
I just did do research. I just forgot what one of the E's was. Don't tell me my life.
Don't you know my life?
So
Highball, give us money.
It's basically...
Highball, LaCroix, for people who got shit to do.
Yeah, there you go. Bring it back. You should tweet that. We should have a Twitter. We do have a Twitter. You should tweet that.
To all both of our followers.
We might accidentally get more followers if we Twitter. If we twatter. If we twat. If we're twats.
That is not the right verb for
that. I think it's correct.
That's not the right verb.
But, so, in light of all of the announcements at E3 around video games, Nintendo's there, EA's there, Sony's there, Dabadoop's there, Bethesda, Ubisoft.
All those video game companies that you know and love and hate.
So, they all do, like, big shows and announce stuff, and they talk about their new games or their new consoles or whatever, but... this year, it was kind of cool because Fortnite and PUBG have been coming out a lot on mobile and, like, other, like, kind of weird systems.
Yeah, which is weird.
Yeah. They came out on mobile first, which was a really cool effort.
The concept of a mobile third-person survival shooter game is just one of those, like, blah, blah, blah
and then
moments.
If you actually want to see what it's kind of like, I think Game Grumps actually do an episode where they're playing the one where Aaron wins.
They play PUBG.
No, that's PUBG, you're right. But that's mobile PUBG.
Yeah, they're playing mobile PUBG.
Which, like, is crazy to me.
Yeah, But anyway,
Switch announced that Fortnite is coming out for Switch for free, like it is on the rest of the systems.
Which is just redundant.
It's awesome. It's cool. You can unlock... It's a pay-to-upgrade your character kind of thing, like Team Fortress.
Pay-to-win?
No, it's not pay-to-win, because the things you get from buying aren't things... They're all aesthetic. Please.
There's another, there's game modes you can unlock, though, aren't there?
I don't know. Maybe, sure.
Because, like, the main, from what I saw, the Battle Royale mode is free, and then the other modes cost money.
So what we should do is, like, play the Battle Royale with all our friends, and then at the very end, we get into, like, a Mexican standoff, and I'll shoot, and the person who is slowest is the winner.
I mean, that's assuming we win.
We will. If we have, like, six people working together... Dun, 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 dun.
Can we just play the A-Team theme the entire time?
And then start every time you get a kill, start playing it again on top of the other theme, and it just starts.
Like, what's happening? I don't like
this. So that came out, but Fortnite came out on PlayStation originally, and now it's on PC and mobile and all this other stuff.
PlayStation originally?
I think so. Heck, Bailey was playing it a long, long time ago when it was free to play on the PlayStation. Maybe it wasn't originally PlayStation, but I heard about it first on the PlayStation. But the funny thing is I guess what's happening is, in an effort to be huge pieces of garbage,
just
or
shit
insert market share and blah, blah, blah here.
No,
I don't really understand
just
it.
Shit weaselry.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some type of, like, misassociation of motivation that's going on in Sony's head. But Sony, well, if you log into... You have to get an Epic account to play this game, because that's the people who make the game.
That's how it works. There's an Epic account.
Which is kind of like your Steam account
Or your Battle.net.
Yeah, Battle.net, et cetera.
It's just and some other account.
You have to log into it to get into Fortnite.
NBD.
NBD, yeah.
And it's not, whatever. It's
if you log into it on any other system, you're fine. If you log into it on PlayStation, it will lock you out of being able to play it on any other system.
And what I understand is you just have to log into it. You don't even it have automatically to, like, connects your accounts. And then now your Epic Games account is also a PlayStation Network account. Like, it connects them, it syncs them together, and then now you cannot connect to Nintendo.
So, effectively, this is what will happen. So, if you start on Switch, and you're playing your Switch, and you go over to a buddy's house, and you download Fortnite for free, and you play it, you want to play with them,
or something. Yeah, I'll try it on PlayStation. How's that play?
That seems more logical, you're right. What it'll do is it'll take your account, turn it into a PlayStation account, and make it so all the things that you paid for an upgrade don't work on your Switch anymore.
Yes, so you are no longer allowed to connect to your Switch with that account
or your
anymore.
Xbox or your PC or your
phone. Well, I'm not sure about the rest of it. That's the thing I'm trying to figure out. I don't want to I guess I could make a sacrificial account because I think I own a PlayStation. and I feel like that safe sentence is what really sums up the whole thing. It's like, I think I own a PlayStation. I don't really touch it, but that's, I suppose I should try it and find out, because I don't really, I can make a fake account.
Yeah, but anyway, it's just kind of weird.
That is, like, astonishingly stupid, though. Like, yeah. It's really staggeringly dumb.
Because Microsoft and Nintendo are like, we're cool.
Because okay, let's walk back to that sentence again. Microsoft and Nintendo are like, we're cool.
And
what?
PlayStation has a history of crossing over with PCs for Final Fantasy 14. Like, a gigantic MMO.
And I think you can still cross over to PC. It's, like, specifically Nintendo and I think Xbox.
Microsoft, yeah.
That it's failing. And it's like, guys, why are you less cool than Microsoft? There's a rule in corporate world, which is be more cool than Microsoft, okay? Like, you're fucking that rule up. Next, you're going to, like, acquire a company and then cry. Oh, no, never mind. That's just sort of a thing they do. But
what do they do?
Acquire a company and then crush it.
Oh, that's fair.
But, I mean...
you mean, like, Square Enix?
Sony is they're on the path to the dark side with Oracle and those other awful companies of shit.
Oh. So, like, I'm...
I didn't realize that Microsoft was on the light side of that path.
I'm on the... I'm a fan of the PlayStation. Like, I enjoy my PlayStation, and I've had it for a while, and I like it, but it's really frustrating to me that Sony's decided to take their... messaging, like, their public messaging in this direction and decisions around their gaming.
And this
like
is...
That.
This is... I bet you by the time that this podcast, if we don't just shift it to immediately, which we might, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
This is going to change because there's no, this is
there's
a
so
huge
much Twitter
PR
backlash.
Nightmare
there's
for them.
There's almost more Twitter backlash than IHOP changing its name to IHOP.
Yeah, that's still a thing.
Yeah, and.
Although I did see one of our friends posted on Facebook that the other name it could be is the International House of Banh Mi, and now I'm on board again.
Oh, I saw that picture in the face thingy, Majagger. Somebody
Book
actually,
of Faces.
So quick aside, IHOP has 7 new burgers. The 7 burgers are jalapeno kicker, it's like a spicy one, cowboy, which is like onion rings and barbecue sauce. You have the regular burger, the regular burger with bacon, the monster burger, which is a double regular burger, and then the breakfast thingamajag.
Has it got pancakes on it?
No, it's got hash
browns.
Then
fuck off, IHOP!
You can't get pancakes as a side instead of french fries. And there's one more I can't remember off the top of my head.
See, I'm not against this thing. I just, like, what do you want to do for dinner tonight? I don't know. IHOP? I've never said that sentence. And I won't say that sentence because they're temporarily rebranded.
No, it would be, what do you want to do at 2 o'clock in the morning? IHOP? Okay. Did you know you can get burgers from IHOP?
I feel like that's going to be one of those more like, blah, 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 blah. And you go there and you're like, this is burgers.
Maybe they're designing it for that, though. Like, so, because the people I read said that the only bad side... bad thing about the burgers was that the patties were kind of overcooked and they're like 2/4 inch, they're about 1/2 inch, I think he said. That's what a 2/4 inch means.
2/4 of an inch
patties, so it's like kind of, it was kind of dry. But what I really wanted to go into today after that, though, was talking about what games they're coming out.
Let's just geek it out, man. So I've been watching a little bit, but not much.
Yeah, okay. Do you know any ones that you're excited about?
I haven't actually gotten that close. I've just been seeing, like, the feed come in on my YouTube channel. Nintendo has been blowing up.
There's a gigantic amount. So if you don't know what these are, I probably won't spend the time to, like, go through each of them. Adventure Time, Pirates of the Enchiridion. So that sounds fun. New Adventure Time game coming out for Switch.
Pirates of the Enchiridion.
Nintendo, PC, Xbox One, and then PS4. So I've been a fan of Adventure Time games in the past. But
I've never played them. I only heard about the one card game. Okay, we're all stopping now. There's
a bunch of ones for the DS, but I don't know what this one's all about. There's a game called After Party with no hyperlink, so I'm not going to worry about that.
Fuck that noise.
What does the color mean? Why do you have a color?
After Party?
It doesn't even have a hyperlink.
It's not even a real game. Anthem's from
coming
around
out. Anthem actually looks kind of cool.
What was it?
Anthem. It's like Destiny, but I think it looks a lot better.
So Borderlands?
It kind of. It's very similar to Destiny in the sense that like they're in a robotic kind of suits and
that
stuff.
That makes like riding a motorcycle look douchey.
It's almost. Whoa!
Yes.
That guy makes it look even more douchey. Why is he revving his engine at you?
I think it's because I was close to the line. But
it's
like
a motorcycle, get away from the line.
I know. Like maybe go to the other three quarters of the lane. I just find it funny. Like one guy looked like a total dweeb, and the other guy looked like a total asshole.
They're friends, I bet you.
One of them looks like he's a web developer, and the other
motorcycle.
One, yeah, and he's all cool because he's a web developer, rides a motorcycle. And the other guy looks like he maybe is behind on his child support payments. Go on.
Jesus Christ. Anthem. So the kind of new EA version of Destiny. So, you know, if you like Destiny, but you don't like Destiny, but you like the look and feel of Destiny, try Anthem out. That's like the big one that EA.
We just get Borderlands online now.
Yeah, right.
Just move on with
our lives. There supposedly like was a Borderlands announcement, but not like an official one. Like someone talked about it. A Plague Tale Innocence. I have no idea what that is. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So the next Assassin's Creed, I believe Odyssey takes place in Egypt. So it's like an Egyptian Assassin's Creed.
That'll be, depending on the time, that'll be a lot less interesting or a lot more interesting.
The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit. I don't know what that is. There's a new Battletoads remake coming out.
What?
Yeah. For Xbox One and PC. Battlefield 5. It's another Battlefield game.
So I found out, I didn't know this before, but I thought Battlefield was like just going to not die because of the fact that there's all the fanboys, but it's dying. The Battlefield series is not doing good.
They, like...
The last, like, couple years,
didn't they try to get
struggling.
Too Call of Duty-ish?
I think Call of Duty's not doing so good either.
Oh, cool.
But I think Battlefield and Call of Duty are both, like... That's why... Didn't Battlefield recently announce a Battle Royale?
I think
mode
so.
Or something?
I think that's what has in 5.
Or was it Call of Duty? One of the two just announced one of them, and I looked and I was like, man, these games are... I thought they were doing all right, and they're not. Anyway, carry on.
No, yeah, that's interesting. That's
like,
interesting
I thought they would never die. They just keep cranking them out, but apparently people are getting wise to that shit.
The original, so I was a huge player of Battlefield 2, mm-hmm. with like the 64 versus 64 person huge mega maps, and mm-hmm. you could get in vehicles and stuff, and that's why I was always like a fan of like Battlefield 3 and 4.
I played the bejesus out of the Battlefield 2 demo,
because
I was, at the time I was broke,
yeah.
and I didn't have any money, so I didn't buy it, but I played the shit out of that demo. Like I probably logged, 40 some odd hours just on the demo, which is amazing, because it did not have much to do, but... Yeah, the vehicle mechanics, the way the whole thing worked, I adored that game. I wanted to play Battlefield 2140, whatever, 2145.
Mm-hmm. I never played that one.
I wanted to, but it sucked, I guess. And I guess I'm sad because it was in the future, right? And there's this, like, Titans, like, big-ass fucking airships and shit you, like, fight each other in. Mm-hmm. And then you would, like, board the other one. And I think it was one of those things that was, like, way cooler in theory.
Are you sure you're not talking about, like, Guns Vigorous?
No, that's the thing. Is it was like, this is like a mainstream Battlefield game, but it was too different, and they don't think they executed it well, so it kind of died on the vine.
I thought that taking the Battlefields into the Star Wars direction was a cool idea, because who doesn't want to pilot like an AT-AT or like a TIE fighter, you know? Like, those are things that Battlefield always lets you do, is like fly airplanes and fly helicopters.
Yeah, and it's
and
kind
tanks.
Of a bummer. I think, wasn't that the one I was playing on the PlayStation, the Battlefield?
2 is the
Star
one
Wars?
That everybody freaked out about, because... 2 is the one that came out right around when you did get a PlayStation, but
yeah.
It was the one where they had, like, hyper microtransactions and all the good characters were,
dude,
like, behind paywalls.
Dude, that, I'm not gonna lie, I bought the game, and then I had to buy the game again. It was fucking bullshit.
The first one was fun, because they had some of that stuff, but it was just kind of like...
Well, it was the thing, it was like, and here's the other part that drove me crazy, was the only play modes were online, like... We had, Kate and I were playing through personal, like side-by-side co-op on what they had, and we burned through all of the missions you can play without playing online in an afternoon. And I was like, well, I'll just put this game over here.
I guess I never expected Battlefield to have offline modes, because when we were playing 2, like, it was just
Well, see, here's the thing that frustrates me, is on the box, and this is the thing that's annoying, is they advertised it, like, well, you've got co-op mode, and you're like, that's cool, what is it? So we bought it because Kate was like, oh, we want to play a co-op game because she really likes playing co-op games. Like, right? And I get it. Like, co-op games, fun. Well, it's bullshit. The co-op mode is so half-baked. It's just...
Yeah, I've heard that about a lot of them, though. Like, a lot of the Call of Duty Battlefield games,
it's co-op like, don't modes fucking like, advertise bullshit. It.
All right, go ahead. Beyond Good and Evil 2, that should be good. The first Beyond Good and Evil was supposedly pretty sweet. Well, Beat Saber, which I...
Which one's Beyond Good
and Evil? I honestly don't know. I just remember the name. The name of the game was, like, something that stood out to me, and it was, like, this... It's, like, corporate espionage or something like that.
Huh.
But it's, like, a kind of, like, cartoonized version of it. Beat Saber, which I'm pretty sure is the DDR, like, lightsaber game.
Oh, fuck yeah. That game looks so cool.
Black Desert Online, which Kevin and I played.
Dude, Beat Saber, what systems is that coming out for? PSVR?
PSVR and PC. So I'll be picking that up, probably.
I gotta get my VR kit back up, because that looks awesome.
Call of Cthulhu is coming out, which is one of the games I'm most excited for. The Call of Cthulhu game's coming out for PC, Xbox One, and PS4. And it's, like, one of the first games in a long time that surrounds the Lovecraft mythos directly since, like, the GameCube.
Nice.
And so I'm excited about that.
But seriously, have you seen Beat Saber?
I've seen some stuff from it, yeah.
Have you seen the videos of people playing it?
Yeah, I think I've seen one or two, yeah.
Oh,
like
man,
the
it's
kind of like drum game.
Well, yeah, but you have to cut blocks that are coming at you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just have two fucking lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of my sword shit that I have on, like, in real life is great. I'm going to put that over here. Fucking lightsabers and fucking rhythm game. It's awesome.
It sounds sweet. Like, I'm a fan. Call of Cthulhu again, I'm excited about. Call of Duty Black Ops 4, blah, blah, blah. Catherine Full Body. So if you're a fan of the Catherine games, there's another Catherine game coming out. Conker's Blade. Crackdown 3.
Conker?
Conker's Blade.
Is that like...
Conker Rivals 2 came out, which is the iOS game.
Okay, yeah.
Crackdown 3. So if you're a fan of those, like, Saints Row games, Crackdown's pretty sweet. You're the cops in that game, and you get, like, superpowers and shit. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. That's kind of fun. An expansion for Cuphead called The Delicious Last Course.
I heard about that.
Cyberpunk 2077. A lot of people are excited for that game.
Excited for that. Cuphead expansion is interesting, because I kind of was wondering if those guys would just disappear off the face of the planet after that. Because, like... Their hands all fell off after hand-drawing every cell.
Yeah, and they had done a lot of work on the first Cuphead, like a ton of balancing and all this stuff, and they went in and out of, like, you know, alphas and stuff like that. So I'm surprised it's coming out so soon, because their last one took a long time. I guess we don't know how big the expansion is, so...
True. And I guess, well, I mean, Cuphead itself came out last year before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, dude, you need to accelerate.
There's a game called Daemon X Machina coming out for Switch. And it looks like Zone of the Enders, if you've ever heard of that game. It's like a mech game.
Yeah,
like mechs fighting bigger mechs. And so it looks really fun.
I feel like Zone of the Enders, when did that come out?
Way long ago. PlayStation
2. Yeah, that's old school, right? I think I played that game.
Death Stranding is a game that's coming out that has some really weird sci-fi stuff. So it's a guy, it's the guy who put one of the characters from, like, the most famous characters from The Walking Dead is the, like, mocap in this game as the main character.
Okay.
So a lot of people are excited about Norman Redding, I think his name is, or Redding.
Yeah.
but it's basically, like, him trying to move this corpse across this, like, alien landscape, trying to get to, like, somewhere. And I don't know, that's all I've seen is, and it's the creator of Metal Gear Solid that's making it, and he cosplayed his own character in the... at E3. And so it was like this really weird stuff that's happening. Dead or Alive 6. Destiny 2 Forsaken. Devil May Cry 5. That should be fun. And Divinity Original Sin's coming out for some extra systems. So Divinity is pretty cool, actually. It's like a kind of Diablo, Neverwinter Nights / Baldur's Gate mixed game. So it's pretty fun. Tom Clancy's Division 2 is coming out. That game was super fun. Kevin and I played a lot of the Tom Clancy's Division, the original, and it was a Borderlands-esque MMO where you run around a broken-down Washington or New York. Oh, New York. After someone released a virus on money during Black Friday, and it's just this, like, all hell broke loose and all the gangs in New York took over different areas, and you're like, it's really fun. And it was like a first-person shooter MMO. The only downside was everything is basically like a bullet sponge when you get to high levels, so you'd be shooting somebody in the head for 30 minutes to try to kill it. But it was strategic, so it was kind of fun, but yeah, there was other things. Dragon Ball Z Quest, Dragon Quest 11 is coming out. Elder Scrolls 7, Elder Scrolls 6, sorry. bunch of expansions.
Elder Scrolls 6?
Yeah, they didn't say what it was, but it's the next Elder Scrolls.
Did they have any details on it? I mean,
not really. They just showed some, like, screenshots and stuff.
Are they really going to... I mean, was there one since Skyrim?
Fallout 76 is the new Fallout game that's supposed to be online.
I've heard mixed things about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are like, if the next Fallout wasn't a remake of 3, I'm going to drink this thing a hot sauce. And Aaron sent me a thing. A new Fire Emblem. New expansion for Final Fantasy 14. For Honor, looks like a cool game. It's kind of like a...
It's
like
been out for a bit, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see
Sword
here.
Game. Is your goal of this podcast just to read as many names as possible off of that list?
Just get excited. I was trying to look for something.
I was trying to talk about it, and you're just running down the list.
Which one do you want to talk about?
I was going to talk about the Fallout. Like, do you not want to...
Yeah, what do you want to talk
people
about
People are super pissed about that game.
A lot of people are excited.
People are excited, but other people are, like, mad, and I can't figure out... I haven't seen much about it, so I don't understand what their butts are hurt about, but...
I think the reason that a lot of people aren't excited about it or getting mad about it is because it's, like, an online one. So they're, like... breaking the mold, kind of. And so, like, Fallout fans have been in a state of status for a really long time when it comes to, like, the game that they've been playing. It's different every time, but it's a lot of the same thing, if you get my drift.
Right. Like, and I feel like these are people that do not want to interact with each other.
That's probably fair.
And it's interesting to me. Like, it seems like that's a natural thing for Fallout to move to an online game. Like, why would you not want to play with the other survivors?
I don't know.
It seems like an interesting... I'm interested to see how it goes. I haven't logged very many hours in Fallout, but I like the lore and the mythos.
Me too. I'm a fan. I mean, I just get excited for new Fallout games. Like, anything that expands the universe. And I guess this one's set, like, right after the bomb explodes. The first
earlier.
Vault that lets out in Virginia. So it's like, somewhere in the middle of the country, instead of, like, Washington or these other places like Las Vegas. So it's another location. It's in they've got mountains next to it, so that'll be interesting to see. And it looks really pretty. And, I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess I'm in the same boat. Like,
I wish I had the time to play Fallout games enough to appreciate them. That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, it sounds like you appreciate them.
I do. I like the lore. I like what they've done with them. I've watched Garion play them a lot, but I haven't... I mean, Garion played Fallout 3 and... Fallout New Vegas and stuff way back when those were pertinent. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't had time. I never bought Fallout 4. I avoided buying Fallout 4 out of a general sense that I would probably lose my job.
That's probably fair. Fallout 4 was really fun, yeah. I mean, you just play it when you're not at work.
My whole thing was, in order to buy Fallout 4, I had to play through all the other Fallouts.
Why?
So that was my break to stop me from, like...
Buying it
and playing the shit out of it.
Sure.
Back up. So that's what I did, and it worked for me because then I never got past Fallout 3.
I didn't play a lot of Fallout 3.
So.
But I played a lot of New Vegas in the 4. Another one that looks cool is Greedfall. It's this game where another country is invading like another primitive country, and it looks like Redcoats versus Indians, basically. But
Redcoats versus Indians.
Yeah, British versus the Native Americans in the U.S. But what happens is, like, I guess there's, like, magic. So the first time you see these fight, like, there's this, like, general who bolsters his troops, and they start, like, getting crazy. And then they summon the Native Americans summon this elemental, and it's, like, that's all you see.
Holy
and
dicks.
It's, like, cool, it looks fun.
Greedfall?
But, like, what the fuck else is this game? Like,
what are you? What are you?
Yeah, Aaron's like, this game looks really cool. And I was like, yeah, it does, but, like, what is it? Like, it looks really cool, though. So if you haven't seen the trailer and you get excited about that stuff, it looks like Assassin's Creed kind of mixed with magic and, like, really crazy shit.
Huh.
Kingdom Hearts 3, of course, is something that everyone is kind of flipping
out about. I'll
believe
that when I see it.
Last of Us Part 2 is one that's coming out that a lot of people are excited about.
Oh, shit.
So those two, Kingdom Hearts 3 and Last of Us Part 2 are, like, games that I think a lot of people are just in general kind of like freaking out about, because everybody loved The Last of Us. I still haven't played it, but
I watched a playthrough.
Okay. But Kingdom Hearts 3 has been in the grinder for like ever, right?
Over
They've just
10
been
years,
releasing other Kingdom Hearts.
Well, when did Kingdom Hearts 2, the only other good Kingdom Hearts, come out?
I don't know.
Kingdom Hearts 2 was out, I want to say, before
what?
2005. Fuck.
So it's been like 13 years.
And they've been releasing like puzzle games and mobile games and MOBA games and every other fucking
like
thing.
Mobile versions that are card based and all this stuff.
And all of this crap and just building out this nonsensical lore that makes no fucking sense and just to push back. 13 years.
Yeah, so everyone's pretty excited about that.
Jesus.
Other notables I think are like that Monster Hunter Generations coming out for the Switch, that's kind of fun. There's new Personas coming out if you're into Persona. The Pokemon Let's Go games are coming out, so the first Switch Pokemon is coming out, which should be, it's got multiplayer, so like a ton of people are excited about that. And it integrates with Pokemon Go, which you can like bring Pokemon from Pokemon Go into your Pokemon.
Genius.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing. And there's like a Pokemon Pokeball controller you can buy.
Even more genius.
Roller Coaster Tycoon Switch was something I didn't know, but I saw and it sounds cool. Because, like, I loved that game as a kid. And playing on my Switch is like, hey, now I don't have to figure out how to run it on my PC.
They're bringing it back. Which is funny, because they haven't made a Roller Coaster Tycoon game for a long time.
No. The Serious Sam 4 sounded interesting. Because Serious Sam 4, they're trying... Okay, so the main goal, as far as I could tell, for the development of this game, is to try to get over 1,000 enemies on screen at once. And so that's something that is one of the goals for this development team, as something they were bragging about, having, like, 850, but not quite 1,000. And they were like, I was like, okay.
Okay.
I mean, I Serious Sam franchise has always been really fast paced and has lots of enemies, but hey, man.
1,000.
That's interesting. I thought that was a funny little snippet I saw in some video somewhere. Of course, Shadows of the Tomb Raider is coming out, so a lot of people are excited about that. Skull and Bones is like this sweet ass pirate game that's supposed to be coming out, where you basically control pirate ships and raid other pirate ships and do this really sweet pirate stuff. Which sounds really cool to me if they do it right. Because it's like, you can like upgrade your ship and like, pirates. I don't know. If there's multiplayer in that game, it would be so cool. Because if you could like pilot your ship and go like raid someone else's ship and it breaks down into first person like saber swinging.
It'd be like Guns of Icarus and then some.
Right?
Which we haven't even played. We remember when we got super into Guns of Icarus?
I watched
like
4 or 5 years
ago. We played it all the time and then stopped. It was like... Blip, and that was it.
It was weird because I don't know why we stopped.
It was, I don't know either, but we were way the fuck into it, and then nobody was.
This new Spider-Man game is like been getting a ton
There's
of
a
hype.
Spider-Man game.
It's like they release Spider-Man games every few years, but every other release is like an amazing game people just love. And then
everyone was just garbage.
It's just hot garbage.
It's funny, yeah, there are some really good Spider-Man games. Going all the way back to the 90s, there are some good Spider-Man games, and there are some awful Spider-Man games.
Yeah, there are. It's ridiculous.
There are some dookie-tastic Spider-Man games.
The last two are Super Smash Brothers. Oh, three. Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, which everyone's flipping out about.
You're goddamn right we are.
Because it's got every single character...
It's got all of them, huh?
Every single character from every Smash game that's ever came out.
Yeah.
And that's a really big deal.
So I'll probably be buying a Switch for that game and for Overcooked.
Yep. That one is probably on here. I just didn't see it.
Well, we're still...
The other one is Super Mario Party, right? Super Mario Party looks so cool to me because it uses all the cool Switch shit to make the minigames really fun.
I am not a fan of the Mario Party franchise.
I'm not a huge, huge fan, but what I like about it is that... It's always uses the technology in fun ways.
It's fun for that. Mm-hmm. But I have never enjoyed my experience playing a Mario Party game.
Well, I mean, you just suck.
Yeah, but I've enjoyed sucking in a lot of other games.
I didn't say you sucked at Mario Party. I just said you suck.
Okay.
The last one is Warhammer 40K Inquisitor Martyr, which is like the Diablo game I linked in the chat the other day.
Yeah.
It's like 40K Diablo.
That review you linked was really annoying and boring, but the game looks awesome.
Yeah. I don't know why it was annoying and boring. I'm sorry. I just watched it.
No, it's okay. I just remember the guy was like, really did not hold my attention, but the game was exciting.
Yeah. So, lots of crazy shit at E3 this year. Lots of people excited for, you know, all those franchises that are releasing games that they haven't done in a while. The Smash and Kingdom Hearts ones are pretty big because they've been a while.
I mean, seriously, 2005, and Kingdom Hearts 1 to Kingdom Hearts 2 wasn't that long. It was a few years, wasn't it?
No. Yeah, you're right.
And
you're right.
The 13 years with all of the weird spinoffs and bullshit.
And, like, all the other Disney franchises involved. So, like, they're showing screenshots of Pirates of the Caribbean in there. They're showing screenshots of, like, some Marvel stuff happening.
Wasn't Pirates of the Caribbean in the second one?
I don't know. Was it?
I think there was.
Never played any of them, so.
Well, what I'm saying is now we've got stuff like fucking Star Wars can get in there if they play their cards
right.
And
you got like Big Hero 6, I think, and like the Incredibles can be back in it again if they weren't in it before.
I want them to go fucking nuts with all of the franchises that, yep. that Disney has right now. Mm-hmm. Because the only other time we've had that was the fucking Lego games.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Which I still think is Lego finding some, like, obscure loophole.
And pulling every fucking license.
I swear to God, in the Lego video games and the Lego movie was somebody going through their contracts. And they're like, guys, when we agreed to license, like, Doctor Who and Disney and all these things, it looks like we never specified what media it had to be. It just had to be Legos, but it never said we couldn't just make a movie out of it if the movie showed the Legos. And someone at the top was like, wait. Are you saying we can use any IP we've ever made a Lego out of as long...
Mother of God.
And it's my God. And then they started making it, and you can see it's like, promote that man.
Dude, that's so
they've been fucking printing money with those games.
It has to do
with
the fact that they're, like, not the real characters.
It is. I think the IP's
become, like, cheaper or not as expensive.
I think they got contracts because they're all licensed, right? Because it's licensed Star Wars, licensed Batman, licensed everything. They're licensed to make Legos of things. And I bet you there's a little writer in there that's like, and we can use the depictions of the Lego characters based on that in any media we want. And you're like, okay, fine. Who the fuck would... I mean, like, someone reads it, like, yeah, so they're going to put box art, they're going to make cartoon or commercials, they're going to do whatever, and you can just use those. No one even considered that they were going to make a movie out of the Lego versions of the characters when they were going through those contracts.
Probably not.
And I'll bet you that those guys are now kicking themselves because... Or, well, maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but, like, because the Lego movie was gold.
It was awesome.
Lego Batman movie was gold.
Yeah,
like,
it was good, too.
And the Lego video games are actually all pretty damn fun.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact is, there is Lego Lord of the Rings, Lego Star Wars, Lego Marvel, Lego all these fucking things, and they're all stupid fun. And they're just fucking printing money.
They can do whatever they want.
Which is funny because you didn't think Lego needed to print money.
And they could do any crossover they want to do.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes, they could have Lego Marvel versus Lego Star Wars because you can't.
They
stop
could have
them.
Lego Marvel versus Lego DC movies. Like,
they could have Lego.
The base level.
They could have Lego Marvel. They could have the Lego Brawl game that just pulls in Lord of the Rings and Marvel and DC and anything because they've got all those rights.
Lego Brawl. Oh, and speaking of Lego Brawl, there is a game coming out that I'm very excited for called Jump. It's called Jump Stars or something like that.
Might as well jump.
Let me look, because it's actually one I'm super duper excited about. Because what it does is it pulls all the Shonen Jump anime characters into one gigantic fighting game.
What?
So it's got, like, Naruto and, like, Luffy from One Piece and Dragon Ball Z and
holy
all
balls.
This stuff
so
all in one fighting game.
Goku's just going to scream for a solid hour and then win?
Uh-huh. Jump Force. But they said that one of the things that pulled me to it, because I'm not a huge fighting game fan, I like watching them play and I like watching the combos out, but the thing that pulled me to it is, like, it's easy to enter... like the new Dragon Ball Z games are. So the Dragon Ball Z games that are coming out, like Budokai Z and all this stuff, are really easy for people to learn because it's like, okay, here's the three things you do to do this,
right, and this
is like the very basis level. You can win by knowing the base stuff. But if you want to go deeper, you can. And so that mentality when it comes to fighting is the complete opposite of like Soul Calibur or like Tekken, where there's like
memorize
500 condos
all of
per
these
person.
Things.
Yeah, and if you know them all, you're really good with that player and you can do that. But not my bag. This one's like destructive environments, 3D environments. the trailer was Luffy, Naruto, and DBZ, Goku fighting Frieza, and it was like the coolest thing ever. And so,
we should probably wrap up this podcast and go to work.
All right. Well, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know if you have any opinions.
If you're excited about any of these games, comment. We'll actually respond to your comments now, Kevin and Garion.
Bye.
Bye.